Kirk and Jennifer Graves have not been close with her brother, Josh Powell, since Susan disappeared in December 2009. Graves says he and his wife kept urging Josh to cooperate with police and finally decided to cut off most contact with the Powell family. Adding, after that happened, it was Susan's parents who stepped in.
We kind of think of them as grandparents to our kids, and certainly we got really close with Charlie and Braden, which strengthened that relationship.
Charlie and Braden, the Powell's 7 and 5-year-old boys, who were being cared for by Susan's parents, Chuck and Judy Cox, while a custody battle continued in Washington. Graves admits while this tragedy has caught his family off guard, it is something he knew Josh was capable of doing.
We've had this list of what ifs, and it was on the list, you know, but we never took it serious. We never really thought this was a likely thing. We never set up a scenario in our heads of what do we do, or boy, this could really happen. And so to have it happen is just, it's just shocking.
Graves says he does not know if Susan will ever be found. He believes if anyone does know where she is, it is Powell's father, Steve.
I feel sad that there just isn't going to be a whole lot of closure on this. A lot of us recognize this for what it is, which is Josh's admission of guilt. But there will be other people who don't see it that way and who will never accept it, who will always believe that he was being persecuted by everybody.
Police say minutes before Powell set fire to his home, he sent an email to his attorney saying, "I'm sorry, goodbye." I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.